2 Corinthians chapter 6. We then, as workers together with God, we beg you not to receive the grace of God in vain. And that's the worst thing, when we receive God's grace in vain. Hear what the Lord says. When the set time to favour you has come, I heard you. I have accepted you in the day of salvation. This then is the time to receive God's grace. Today is the day of salvation. So you see in how he reasons that there's an urgency here all the time to receive God's grace, to witness to that, to witness to people the ministry of reconciliation. Because really, we are talking about eternal life, eternal issues here. We don't wish that anyone finds fault with what we do, and so we try not to put stumbling blocks in anybody's way. Instead, in everything, we try to show that we are truly God's sincere servants by enduring our difficulties patiently, by enduring hardships and difficulties. Therefore, we have been beaten, put in prison, attacked by mobs. We have worked and have gone without sleep or food. By our purity, by what we know, by our patience and kindness, we have demonstrated that we are indeed God's servants through the Holy Spirit, through our true love, through our message of true teaching, and through the power of God. Righteousness is our weapon, both to attack and also to defend ourselves. We are both honored and dishonored. We are both praised and insulted. We are treated like we're liars, and yet we speak the truth. We are treated like we're nobodies, and yet we are known by everybody. We're treated as if we are dead, but we are in fact alive. But although we've been punished by men, we are not killed. Although deeply made sad, we are always glad. Although made very poor, we have made many rich. As having nothing, and yet possessing all things. O Corinthians, I have spoken frankly to you, we have opened our hearts to you. It is not us who have closed our hearts to you, it is you who closed your hearts to us. And so I now speak to you as to my dear children. Show us, please, the same attitude that we are showing to you. Please open your hearts to us. So sad when somebody loves somebody so much and yet they close their heart to them. And that's what happened between Paul and Corinth. It's what happened between God and Israel and between God and so many people. And so we got to try to learn from that and to open our hearts to God, to Jesus, and also to each other, that we might have true fellowship in Jesus. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. So a yoke is like what goes over two oxen or two animals. And if you're pulling in different directions, the relationship is not going to work. And that is, I'm afraid, true really in every way. The relationship is not going to work unless you are pulling in the same direction. Light and darkness, right and wrong, cannot be partners together. What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? How can God's temple be somehow on the same terms as the idol temple? We are the temple of the living God, as God himself has said, I will live and dwell amongst them, my people. I will be their God and they will be my people. And so the Lord says, come out from among them and be separate and have nothing to do with the unclean, and then I will accept you and will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So then that was the call for the exiles who were living in Babylon to come out from Babylon and to go on their journey back across the desert, or a very long journey anyway, to restore God's kingdom. And we also have been called to leave Babylon. And if we don't come out from this world, if we so love this world that we're going to remain loving it and part of it, then we will share in its judgment.